Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 24th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3/4 at 4.25 3/4, D sweet up 12.5 cents at 6.11 1/4, and Jan beans down 0.25 cents, 11.91 1/4. All the markets did a pretty good job rallying off of the lows. Last night, these markets really looked terrible. Corn was down about a dime, 11 cents. Beans were down the better part of 17, 18 cents here. And we opened up a little bit firmer than I thought they would, and they really never looked back. They were pretty strong here most of the day. Crude oil was up $1.85 a barrel. I think that kind of helped out here. The wheat was certainly the leader off of the decreases in the ratings, down to 43%, a 3% drop. You look at Texas, Colorado, and Kansas, they've got some serious issues out there. And the wheat responded with some positive action here today. Frankly, I think Kansas City ought to be leading the way up, but the funds generally will come to Chicago first. And they came in about long 18,000. I'm guessing they're close to 30,000 long now, maybe a little bit more than that after today. Funds are still long an awful lot of corn. Awful lot of beans. The markets are overbought. With today's action, even though it was a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday, I wouldn't be surprised if we do make a new contract high on Friday. We have tomorrow, day off on Thursday, short day on Friday. You know, can we make a new contract high? I think it's possible. If they get the rains in Brazil, I think it's going to be very hard for this market to stay up. The Chinese haven't bought anything that we can really see out here. They might have been the buyers here today in the corn and beans on the break. They floated that story yesterday about Chinese crusher canceling sales. Beans broke 25 cents off of the highs the other day, and we rallied at almost 20 cents off today's lows. And that may be the Chinese, you know, just doing what they do, floating a bearish rumor to buy grain. So, you know, when it's all said and done, I think we could certainly see a new high by Friday. Wouldn't surprise me. But on any given day, if we see rains in southern Brazil, I think this market's going to crack. We won't see the export sales and weekly sales until Friday. But again, we had no export sales at all today. Really anything in these markets that tells me that we should be pushing significantly higher now. I think all the bull news is into this thing. I think the stock market is kind of convincing people that the COVID thing is not a problem. I disagree, but the market seems to be rallying. We're over 3,000 in the Dow, first time in history we've done that. So we'll see where we go, but you know, again, maybe make new highs on Friday, and then I think we back off. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.